This is HeartWise, offering practical tips and time-proven guidelines to make your life healthier, happier, and more fulfilling. Today you'll learn simple Bible-based principles for building and maintaining optimum mental and physical health, all while deepening your relationship with your Creator. I'm your HeartWise host, Charles Mills. Sometimes high pressure is good, like in your garden hose or throughout the plumbing system of your house. Anyone who has ever taken a shower with low pressure in the pipes knows exactly what I'm talking about. But there's one place where high pressure can be a very bad thing: in your bloodstream. You gotta have some pressure, but too much can be deadly. I bring this up because high blood pressure is a global problem, and it's only getting worse. People are literally bursting from the inside out. Our guest today has written what he calls the no-pressure solution to high blood pressure, and we should listen very carefully to what he has to say. Dr. David DeRose is board-certified in both internal and preventive medicine. He also holds a master's in public health. His newest book, 30 Days to Natural Blood Pressure Control, is a must-read for anyone about to burst. Dr. DeRose, welcome to HeartWise.
Hey, it's great to be with you, Charles.
Let's begin with the basics. If pressure is dangerous, why should we have any at all in our bloodstream?
Well, of course, we need pressure to circulate our blood cells, to oxygenate our tissues, to distribute nutrition, to remove wastes. So pressure in the circulatory system is vital. In fact, a pressure of 0/0 is compatible with only one state, and that is death.
Yes.
So we've got to circulate the blood. But the amazing thing, Charles, is not only people with high blood pressure need to listen to what we're talking about, but every one of us, because the research is showing us the lower we get our pressure naturally, the lower we get it naturally, the lower our risk of things like heart attack, stroke, blindness, kidney failure, the list goes on.
My, you mentioned some very serious things here, blindness and heart attack and whatnot. I want to find out how high blood pressure affects those things. What has happened in the last 50 years? They say, I've heard people say, that blood pressure has gone up, and everybody says, it's the stress of life. That's what's causing it. Is it really the stress of life, or is there something else?
There is no question that stress is an important factor. We have a whole chapter in our book that focuses on stress and stress management techniques, because it's a big one. And I just saw it yesterday in the clinic. I had a patient in, and his blood pressure was like 160/100. And I said, you know, this is of real concern. I said, do you check your blood pressure at home? Most of my patients, I work with in an underserved population. A lot of them don't have a lot of means, and they don't have their own blood pressure cuffs. But this one did. He said, I do. I've got a cuff. I check it. You know, every day it runs like 130/80. I said, well, I'm not going to get worried about it then, because it's more important to me what your blood pressure is running in that free living normal situation than when you come into the doctor's office. And let's just face it. I mean, we, in medical circles, called it white coat hypertension.
Yes.
I don't wear a white coat anymore, neither do many of my colleagues. But the point is, there's that pressure. You're coming in, the doctor's going to check your pressure. And then if the pressure's high, as it was in this guy's case, well, that'll often bump his pressure up a little bit more when we recheck it.
So it's okay if you have temporary high blood pressure? Is that what I hear you saying?
Well, actually, temporary, quote, high blood pressure, if you want to use the term, is actually important. We need it. For example, if I do a stress test on someone, your blood pressure has got to go up to sustain that greater workload that your legs are doing, that your heart is requiring when you're exercising. So it is normal for your blood pressure to go up with exercise, the stress, if you will, of exercise. And similarly, those stress hormones, they activate us. I mean, most folks have heard of us calling that stress system, the fight or flight system.
Yes.
Well, why? Because it's getting you geared up to do something. And one of those things that gears you up to do something is actually a rise in blood pressure.
When you have this fight or flight happening to you and you already have high blood pressure, do you have then even higher blood pressure? Is that what happens?
Oh, yes, most definitely. Mm. And people can push their blood pressure into a very dangerous range if it's already high. And this is where you can see someone actually having a stroke because they got so angry. That elevation in blood pressure superimposed on an already high blood pressure can just push the vessels over that critical limit, and a blood vessel can literally blow out.
Okay, so you're saying that high blood pressure under certain circumstances, if it's a stress-induced fight or flight, is normal, and we like that. The problem is that if our blood pressure is high to begin with, so we really need to bring our base blood pressure down? Is that what I hear you saying?
Yeah, I mean, that's part of it, Charles. And the other part of it is, unfortunately, we're activating our fight or flight system when we don't need our blood pressure to be elevated. In other words, yeah, if there's a mountain lion in your backyard, you want those stress hormones to go up so you can quickly take action. But when you're driving behind the wheel, rising those stress hormones is not going to help you a bit. It may only get you in trouble on the road.
So if someone cuts you off, or the boss at work mistreats you, or a coworker calls you names, that's really not fight or flight time. That's something else time. Am I right?
You're exactly right. And so bumping those stress hormones up gets you in trouble. And so we walk through a whole series of strategies where we can help people deal with those everyday stresses without activating that fight or flight system, or if they do, to help modulate it, to get those pressures down quickly.
All right. Let's go over those items one by one. They're all in your book here, by the way. The book is called 30 Days to Natural Blood Pressure Control by our guest today, Dr. David DeRose. The first thing you mentioned is nutrition. How does what we eat affect what happens when we have fight or flight?
Well, I'll tell you, Charles, it's not just how it affects us with stress. It is absolutely amazing. We cover so much in the chapter on nutrition, but let me just give you one high point. Mm-hmm. One of the most exciting areas of research to me has been what we call phytochemistry. That refers to plant chemistry. Scientists are realizing that in plant foods there's a whole host of powerful health-enhancing compounds. One of the most exciting groups are called ACE inhibitory compounds. That sound familiar to you?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, those ACE inhibitors, commercially, they're packaged as drugs. So some of those popular blood pressure-lowering drugs work on this angiotensin-converting enzyme. We call it ACE for short. Mm-hmm. But now we know that plant foods, a host of them, actually contain these ACE inhibitory compounds. So the bottom line in the research is the more fruits, the more grains, the more vegetables that a person eats, the lower their blood pressure will tend to be. And nobody is lowering their blood pressure so much that they go into shock and are dropping dead. All these natural strategies will help lower your blood pressure, but I've never seen anyone get into trouble because they got too healthy as far as their lifestyle.
Don't you wish that that was a problem? I'm sorry, sir, but you're just too healthy. You have to leave now.
Yeah, I'm sure there's some patients that wish they would
yes,
hear that,
really.
But it's not the case.
Okay, so we are putting into our bodies what most people take as drugs, and that is the ability to lower the blood pressure naturally. I like that. Next thing you talk about is beverages. Eating, I can sort of see, but what is what we drink have to do with it?
Well, it's shocking, Charles, but most of the beverages that Americans consume actually are raising their blood pressure.
Really? Really?
That is true of alcoholic beverages. It's true of caffeinated beverages. Really, the optimal blood pressure lowering and cardiovascular risk reducing beverage is simply water. And we go through some things that I think make a very strong case for that and should give everyone real pause if they're using much else besides just plain water for their beverages.
So if you drink a soda, if you drink soda all day long, what exactly inside of you is happening with that soda as far as your blood pressure is concerned?
Well, it's really interesting because, you know, we can tie it in with the stress system. Caffeine, for example, if you're talking about a caffeinated soda, what that does is basically it blocks something called adenosine. And when you block adenosine in the body, it actually ends up raising stress hormones, making your platelets more sticky, making your blood less fluid, all those things, again, that we associate with the fight or flight response.
Right.
And, boy, people don't realize it, but there was a study not that many years ago where a health professional, writing to his colleagues, said, in so many words, we've got to take this relationship between caffeine and blood pressure more seriously. We've been blowing it off too long.
So when we have that morning cup of coffee, and if it's caffeinated coffee, we're not doing ourselves any favors as far as blood pressure is concerned, right?
Oh, no, definitely not.
My. Okay, we have a break coming up, but I want to talk about this first. Social support, the blood pressure benefits of social connectedness. Facebook is good for your blood pressure? I don't know. Have you seen some of the posts on Facebook?
we'll talk about that, Charles. It's an interesting question.
My. As we talk about these things, listeners, I hope you're making notes, because we need to know what we can do naturally. We don't want to be a nation of drug takers. We don't want to have to depend on the pharmaceuticals to see us through these things. We want to find natural remedies, and that's what this book here is, 30 Days to Natural Blood Pressure Control, by our guest today, Dr. David DeRose. We'll take a short break, and when we come back, let's talk about social aspect, the social support, and our blood pressure. I don't know. I've had some friends that raise my blood pressure a little bit. So let's talk about how we can make that not happen on a return. So stay right where you are.
I'm Dr. James Markham with your Biblical Prescription for Life. I recently received a letter. I've been diagnosed with breast cancer, and I really need to quit drinking alcohol. Alcohol seems to be a crutch for me. Well, I'm so sorry that you have this diagnosis, but I'm so glad you're seeking help, as 1 in 8 women have breast cancer, and we all know that alcohol is something that will make it even worse. Well, our biblical prescription for life comes from Philippians 4, verses 13. I can do all things. It doesn't say some things. I can do all things in Christ, which strengtheneth me. And this includes lifestyle changes. If you can accept this gift, God will give you the victory over alcohol. When we claim God's strength, we can do all things. For notice, it says in Christ. So ask Christ to give you the victory. To learn more, go to our website. That's heartwiseministries.org.
I'd like to think that one day, when we get to heaven, we're going to see a list of people. People like Jared and Susan, who were introduced to Jesus because of something we said. Or maybe it was as simple as a passing smile. But these people will look into their past and be able to say, "I'm here because of you." Recently, you may have heard that Heartwise Ministries has begun spreading the gospel to the young, the old, the sick, and the healthy. We want to take this type of medical programming to the non-believer and the person who has closed themselves off to traditional forms of outreach. If you believe as we do and want to support HeartWise so that together we can count more names on the Tree of Life, please consider donating today at heartwiseministries.org. That's heartwiseministries.org.
Welcome back to the program. I'm your host, Charles Mills. Our guest today, Dr. David DeRose. He is one of the authors of the book, 30 Days to Natural Blood Pressure Control. And if you do not want to be someone who has to go to the drugstore and bring a bottle of pills home to try to bring your blood pressure down, if you'd like to do it naturally, his book outlines many ways of doing that. We already talked about, too, nutrition, eating more fruits and vegetables, actually puts a drug-like thing in our bodies that does what the drugs do, only does it naturally. Also, beverages, caffeine can bring that up there, the fight or flight, the caffeine, the high blood pressure, up we go. And then social support, blood pressure benefits of social connectedness. Dr. DeRose, what do we need to know?
Well, it's really interesting. There is a whole body of research that is looking at social support and social connectedness and how that impacts blood pressure. In the book, we cite a couple of examples. One is a Swiss study where they found individuals with more social support had lower blood pressures. And then there's data here out of the United States looking at one of the big data sets. We call it NHANES, which stands for the National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey. And they actually found there, very interesting, that some of the things that we may have attributed to racial differences in blood pressure may actually, at least in part, be explained by social support or social connectedness. So here's the message. We're a very individualistic society. You mentioned Facebook. Social connections are actually supportive connections, connections where we can really look to other people to help us in difficult situations. Actually, by some indications, are decreasing. In the book, we actually have people assess their level of social connectedness. And we ask some difficult questions like, are you connecting with people in your community through volunteering? When you feel lonely, are there people offline that you can talk to? Because we look at the online and offline connections. There are people I interact with who would put their reputation on the line for me. So you read through some of these things as you're taking this self-scoring quiz, and a lot of people, they may feel connected online, but when it comes down to it, a lot of those connections, they're not people that are going to bail you out. when your back's against the wall and you need $1,000.
So what it sounds like to me you're saying is that we need to have physical contact with people. We need to look them in the eye. We need to hear their voice. Is that what I hear you saying?
You're exactly right. And so when we came out with the book, 30 Days to Natural Blood Pressure Control, we actually tied it in to a very simple mechanism. On our website, we have resources where people can actually get DVDs of presentations I'm doing, can show them in their home, their workplace, a worship center. And these folks can actually go through together the principles we're talking about in the book, because the data indicates if you go through this with other people, you're going to have much greater benefit than if you just do it on your own.
Oh, I like that. We are losing the physical connection with people. We are shutting ourselves up in our homes, and we're turning on our devices, and we think we're communicating. And maybe we are, but we are not emotionally tied to these people. We need to be out there and press the flesh, as they used to say. We need to get a hug every once in a while and a smile from somebody. That is a healing ministry, I hear you saying. Am I right, Dr. DeRose?
You're exactly right. In fact, you mentioned the word ministry. We have a whole chapter on spiritual connections with blood pressure. And we've written the book not to appeal to a certain religious demographic. It's a book that we believe we have principles that resonate with people, whether they're Christians, whether they're agnostics, atheists, Buddhists, from an Islamic background. We do use, I'm a Christian myself, although as an agnostic as a young man, I've embraced a Christian worldview and look to Jesus as my savior. But we don't push that in the book, but we do, because we're all Christians, the authors of the book, we do use Christian illustrations, and we explain that to the readers of the book, why we're doing that, and we encourage them to put it in their own spiritual context. We actually use the Beatitudes, Jesus' blessings that are given there in the Gospel of Matthew. We show how these are timeless principles. We call them timeless prescriptions for health and for lowering blood pressure that have been embraced across cultural lines. These are not just Christian values. They're spiritual values that have been embraced throughout the world.
I love in the Beatitudes how Christ looked at people who were suffering, who were sad, who were grieving, who were struggling, and he said, "You're blessed, you're blessed." That is actually healing words coming from Christ right there, the audio healing words. Am I right?
You're exactly right, because a lot of people get so focused on their problems that this actually raises their blood pressure. Whereas if in those very same situations you can see that silver lining, if you will, you can realize that blessedness. And we unpack that in the book so people who are going through difficult situations don't have to fall into that fight or flight response and just dwell in that land, but they can actually rise above their problems.
The book, 30 Days to Natural Blood Pressure, our guest today is one of the authors, Dr. David DeRose. We're going to talk about the website at the end of the program, so get ready, listener, get a paper and pencil so you can write this website down. It sounds like there's really cool resources there waiting for you. The next thing here, physical activity, lowering pressure through movement. How does walking around the block or around the building, or how does jumping on a mini tramp or walking on a treadmill help with blood pressure issues? How does it work inside?
Well, it's actually an ironic one, Charles, because it is true, while you're exercising, the blood pressure goes up.
Right.
We've already explained that a little bit.
Yes.
But overall, if you look at a 24-hour average, people that are more fit, their blood pressures are going to be lower. And the more exercise you get, the more benefit you tend to get. It's interesting. You can lower blood pressure as much as 15 points, perhaps more, with regular physical activity.
Wow. So if you come home from the doctor and the doctor says, your blood pressure is a little bit too high here, physical activity may be one of the prescriptions we need to follow.
Definitely. It's definitely part of the program that we recommend for everyone.
And just the opposite of that, of course, physical exercise is rest. We're not getting enough rest, do I hear you saying?
Well, you're exactly right. I mean, if you look at data on sleep deprivation, if you look at insomnia data in the United States, I mean, it's scary stuff. I mean, just sitting in my medical office, I mean, the amount of people that have problems with sleep is staggering. And very interesting, if you don't get enough sleep, you cannot perform well the next day. You cannot even perform at all unless you ramp up, guess what? Stress hormone levels. And some people can do it on their own, just intrinsically. Other people, they got to take that caffeine. That's why they're, we're running into our favorite coffee retailer and trying to boost those stress hormones, because many of us are just cutting ourselves short on sleep. Even if you're not drinking coffee, if you're not getting enough sleep, those stress hormone levels will be higher and your blood pressure will be higher.
Now, the book goes on, talks about environmental issues and stress management and the use of herbs and supplements and getting rid of your false friends and exercising faith in God. These are all wonderful, natural ways. But let me ask you this, Dr. DeRose. If a person gets a prescription for blood pressure medicine and goes home and takes this medicine, his blood pressure will come down. But if a person does all the things you say, his blood pressure will come down. His or her blood pressure will come down. What's the difference? Your blood pressure's down, so why go through all the things you say in the book when you can just simply pop a pill and there you go?
Well, I mean, it's scary, and we cover this in the book. Blood pressure medications, for the majority of people, carry side effects. And if you look at the data, only 50% of Americans are adequately controlling their blood pressure. We make the case, based on the research, that a lot of those people are not taking blood pressure medicines or taking as much as they should just because of the side effects. So with the natural strategies, the side effects or side benefits, we would say, are advantageous, whereas with the blood pressure drugs, there's deleterious effects. Also, if you lower your blood pressure more with lifestyle, this is good. Lowering your blood pressure too much with blood pressure medications actually can increase your risk of death. So it's a fine line. I would much rather be controlling my blood pressure for a variety of reasons with natural strategies. It's less expensive. You don't have to be running to the doctor. There's no risk of getting it too low and no deleterious side effects.
I'm looking at this list here and the side effects of eating well, of drinking water, of social support and physical activity and rest and the environment. Those side effects are wonderful. You want those side effects. They're great. They actually make you able to fight other diseases as well. When you use these natural strategies to lower your blood pressure, do we have some other corollary things that benefit in our bodies?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we could talk about the immune system. We were just talking about exercise. Exercise directly benefits the immune system.
Yes.
They show that people that regularly exercise have lower rates of cough and colds. Things like that. I mean, these little things that we might think as nuisances, but you translate that then into things like cancer. I talked about social support earlier. One of my favorite studies, the Nurses' Health Study out of Harvard, showed that women who had better social support, regardless of what their stage of breast cancer, had greater survival, more likely to survive the breast cancer, and more likely to live, not to die from any cause over the course of some 10-year time frame, like double the benefits in those who are more socially connected.
The book, 30 Days to Natural Blood Pressure, by our guest today. He is one of the authors, Dr. David DeRose, D-E-R-O-S-E. And is there a website we can go to? You mentioned it earlier, that has all kinds of good resources for us. What is that website, Dr. DeRose?
The best single place to go is compasshealth.net. That's compass, like giving you direction, C-O-M-P-A-S-S, and then health, like not being sick, .net.
CompassHealth.net. Excellent. They'll learn more about the book there and also some of those DVD and other resources available. I like the fact that you're inviting my listeners not only to make themselves healthy, but you're giving them resources necessary to go out and make other people healthy, because everyone at HeartWise knows that we are all healers and we have the ability in our smiles, in our love, in our attention to details of other people's lives, we have the ability to bring healing into lives. That is marvelous. Dr. David DeRose, thank you so much for being with us today and sharing these words of wisdom. 30 Days of Natural Blood Pressure Control is going to save lives. I can guarantee it. Thank you, Dr. DeRose.
Thank you, Charles.
And listener, until next time, this is Charles Mills along with Dr. David DeRose inviting you to remain HeartWise. Goodbye, everyone. Thank you for joining us today on HeartWise. If you'd like more information on how to build and maintain optimum physical, mental, and spiritual health, log on to heartwiseministries.org. HeartWise is a listener-supported program, and your partnership with us would be greatly appreciated. Once again, our web address is heartwiseministries.org.